Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We have hoped everybody has had a good start to the holiday season. If you are still full, good for you. Those who ain't full, come now on this bone over here at the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in for another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. It's Michael with.
I had my strong arm out. Sorry, Tatiana. Timing is impeccable, right?
I know. I know my time is just the greatest of all.
You got to take some accountability for that. Like, you see me raising my cup or glass or flask. Okay, not flask. You see me raising it to my face, and then you always trying to, like, spotlight me for an introduction. Like, can't you wait? Can't you stall? Come on. Use your IQ.
That's my wife way of telling me I ain't shit. She like, this Negro ain't shit.
At least you know.
Thank y'all once again tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. All right, today we're going to get into it. So we're already, right now at the point we're recording, we're past Black Friday.
Yes, we are.
And so we're going to talk about, does Black Friday sales or Black Friday traffic give a black eye to your business for the next year?
Uh-oh. Then we had a ding. In the midst, but we're okay. But yeah, Black Friday, black eyes, black dots, black projections.
But you're looking for the green backs. I mean, the projection is dollar.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you hope it is, you know, positive projection. But no, I think you and I were speaking on this earlier. I'd heard, and I think it was the first time I actually heard this piece, but. I heard where they were, like, the analysts and everything was saying that they're now using Black Friday in Q4 of the current calendar year, right? Q4 is October, November, December. So week-wise, Black Friday is almost smack dab in the middle, give or take like a week or two. Mm-hmm. But they're using Black Friday in Q4, which is October through December, to determine your next year's projections, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not including all 12 months. They're 3 out of 12.
Got my four.
Yeah.
October, November, December. Oh,
three. What are you doing?
Got my wrong quarters. I was thinking about 25 cents, not 25% of the
year. Oh my
Hey, you know, hey, I'm a math with man.
This your length.
But just think about what you just talked about. You talked
they
about
they use 2 points.
Yeah.
In a sum or an aggregate of October through December. And they splice out, right? Mm-hmm. Black Friday. So if you were looking at the data world, right?
Yeah.
I would look at October 1 through December 31, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would then take out, right? Black Friday, maybe a full 7 days, right? Because people start promoting it, a couple days before.
Yeah,
flows to the weekend after. And then you hit Cyber Monday. So now I got to figure out, am I going to include Cyber Monday or am I really just going to include Black Friday? So if I were to frack that out in data, mm-hmm. I would go like October 1 through, what, November 23?
Yeah, something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I would go essentially December 1 through December 31. So I would leave November 24 through November 30th open, right? I will pull out that data and create that as a like a almost a third data set, right?
Yep. And that's crazy. You basically just said they're trying to justify right. 365 days of yeah. a year of the next year based off 6 days of data.
Yes.
6 or 7 days.
6 or 7 days on the right side. And then, what, not quite, well, 65, 70 days, 80 days on the left side. So it's like Black Friday and Q4.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just leave it all spliced together and just have one whole data set, right?
Yeah.
But that's going to determine what they anticipate your business will do the yeah. next year.
And so if they just look and let's just say, let's play devil's advocate, because you know I love to play the devil's advocate. I just say they looking at November 22nd through December 1. That gets you through Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, like, for instance, if you one of them companies, we boycotting right now,
mm-hmm.
or we holding our dollars back, that means your next year's projections are not going to be looking too good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, if they're basing it off the models that they're, yeah. they're talking about, or if we just assume, all right, we're going to take that 7-day window and say, man, did they do good?
Yeah.
Or did they do bad?
Right.
And then a lot of people don't realize how much advertising gets pumped into this 7-day Black Friday, Cyber Monday window. Like,
way more than my pocket can hold.
Yeah, I think
your pocket too.
Yeah, way more. I ain't got no pockets. Mm-mm, you know,
he ain't got no pocket.
You know, if you try and get in the last bit of these pockets, you better come on www.watch4thenumber4thehook.com. Telling y'all, when it's gone, it's gone, and I ain't gonna keep saying it forever. Really, ain't been saying it like a couple more weeks, and then
yeah,
it's gonna be gone for good. But yeah, but that's what Ms. Parker's talking about. She's like, they're taking a small amount of data. Small amount of window for data.
A small window, 25%, right?
And then they're going to expand that to project the other 100%
right,
next year.
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
Like, that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
So if you out here pissing off your customers, your 2026 might not be looking too good.
Or, you know, you have to, some people may have better sales around this time, you know, because of, you know, family travel or whatever. It's just so many ways to look at it.
Like, if I'm selling swimming pools, I don't expect Black Friday to be that for me.
No, I don't feel like.
But if I'm selling.
And that's another thing. You actually raise a very valid point. Does it really depend on what you're selling? Like, I feel as though electronics, you know, those type of items are going to do better in Q4, right, than clothes.
But somebody wants the demand.
Yeah.
The demand is now. Guess what you're hitting? You're getting Christmas.
Yeah.
So that shit that them little rugrats been begging for all year, them you gang. Denied them. They're like, okay, it's Christmas time. And I'm going to get it for you, finally.
But I ain't getting in trouble over the summer. My grace is good.
All that.
I've been meeting my curfew.
So we wait till these pagan holidays and be like, all right, we're going to let the fat, jolly white man come down the chimney.
But I'm
bringing your toys or electronics.
Even with that, I'm like, those big ticket items, they see typically bigger pushes over the holidays versus, you know, somebody selling.
Oh, yeah.
Socks.
Yeah, like,
I don't know. Socks are good stock and stuff.
Like, electronics, TVs. Like, TV, they're trying to give them away. Because guess what they need? They need the room.
Yeah.
So whatever ain't sold from January of this year to Black Friday of right now, this year, they finna throw the book at it because they like, we need it out the way.
Yeah, so I should have went and got me some more TVs, huh?
And it's like, at least.
I'm joking.
I don't know where you're going to put it.
I know, right?
No.
But I guess I'm just trying to figure out, you know, we're trying to understand. I mean, is that even feasible to determine the upcoming 365 based on 90?
A lot ain't nothing for nobody to tell you.
Does it even matter?
I mean, if you're the business owner, you trying to find a leg up.
I'm just like, so what if we're told, you know, I'm this big, huge conglomerate owner, right? What if I'm told, based on Q4 and Black Friday, you're projected to sell out the wazoo next year and make X amount of dollars, right?
You like chi-ching?
Okay, what if I'm told, based on Q4 and Black Friday, your sales are gonna suck. Like, what am I planning for? Am I planning because I'm supposed to do wonderful, and I'm planning to maintain that? I'm planning to ride that coattail. Or if I'm told that I could potentially be doing really bad next year, should I be planning to save face? Should I be planning to riff people? You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? What am I planning for?
So now, what have you always talked about? You said, don't just bring me problems, bring me resolutions. So if the person that is in your business or your accounting or projection people, marketing, accounting firm, whatever, if they're telling you, hey, next year ain't looking too promising, it was a business owner to be like, okay, so what are we going to do to go against what you think's coming? So now my marketing team, my advertising people, my customer service
Gotta
people,
beef it up.
yeah, we got to fix it. We got to right the ship. So I'm thinking like you now. You like, don't just bring me a problem, bring me a resolution.
So whatever you're told, be it a pro, con, or neutral, your plan should be based on that. If you're one of the people that's big enough to have your upcoming 365 projected based off the past 90.
Yes. And we know it's just projection. Like shit changes day in and day out. But if, like you're saying, if somebody's going to bring me something that tells me, or they're going to give me this data stream that says, your business is headed for a rocky next year. Based on these projections, we're saying now that you and your company need to pivot and do these type of countermeasures. It's chess. When somebody's playing you back in chess, you got to figure out how to either advance or protect.
But now that brings me to another point. I feel like I'm playing devil's advocate with you today.
I love that. It ain't just me over here.
When I do forecasts and projections, I am essentially looking at year over year, right? Means I'm comparing this time, the current year, to that exact same time, the previous year, right? To see, am I trending at, above, or below?
Yes.
If you're trending at, above, or below, above or below, you definitely want to see what enhancements have you made within that time frame that could have potentially made you trend above or made you trend below. And if you're trending at, then if you put those enhancements in, then now it's time for you to determine those enhancements aren't doing what they need to do, right? So you have to make some changes. But I'm just like, I don't understand how 90 can predict 365
Then,
because it's not the same time of year. You know what I'm saying?
even in your
I just get
job,
confused.
you'll say, I'm forecasting the previous year for this year, and then they want me to do next year.
No, I'm forecasting current year based on previous year, but then I have to forecast for the coming up year, upcoming
The
year.
next year.
Yeah, I'm actually doing that right
Yeah.
now.
So you're looking at 3 years,
Yes, I am.
but only two have happened in real life.
Well, actually, one has happened, one is currently happening, and we're trying to determine what will happen.
Exactly. So you in the past, present, and the future
At the
all
same
at
time,
once.
I'm in three galaxies at once. Yes, I'd be looking crazy.
Multiverse.
I'd be looking crazy to the mug. I'd be like, say what now?
So just think about that. What you're doing, other companies are also doing.
Yes, they are. T times 10.
Yeah. So if you're a multi-billion dollar company and you're forecasting out that, hey, even though this past year we profited greatly, we improved from the year before, guess what you're gonna want to do for the next
I need
year?
to improve some more.
Exactly.
Throw some more. Throw
Yeah.
some more.
Or flip side, your company that had a down year compared to the previous year. So you've got to take what you learned from the previous year and the year that you're living and somehow fix what happened this year,
right,
compared to last year,
or fix what didn't happen.
Yeah, and then turn around and project forward for next year.
Right.
Now this is my thing. 2025 been a fucked up year.
Oh, it's been a year.
And let's keep it a buck. Folks around here looking silly.
Yeah.
They clutching their pearls.
They looking squirrely out.
They're squirrely. They looking squirrely left. They're looking right. Yeah. They're looking up. They're looking down. Because they like, I don't know what 2026 got. Because there are other factors that are out of their control that are what? Affecting the business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what them tariffs going to do.
Mm-mm.
You don't know what's going to happen with the overseas markets. You don't even know what's going to happen 20 feet from you sometimes.
Right.
But then you turn around, you're like, still got to do business.
Yeah.
So now you got to figure out, okay, we planned for this. This happened. So how do we now, let's do the pro-con thing like Ms. Parker talked about. Let's do the if the shit gets worse scenario, if certain shit gets better scenario. Can I run two or three algorithms or two or three paths to try to figure out how to balance this out and ride this wave?
Mm-hmm.
But for certain small businesses, they really can't do that. You know why? Because some of them probably can't afford to do those type of...
You can't afford to spend that much time.
Yes.
Even though it'll be super beneficial for you in the long run, but the right now, which is what a lot of people are living in and living for, is the right now. I don't have time to waste on that or money to spend on that.
Yes, bet. What do we call that? Right now, disposable income is at a premium.
Right, because I have none.
Yes.
You got some disposable income?
Hey, who?
I'm asking, do you have some disposable income? Because I got none.
No, I'm going to find this year.
Well, if I ain't got none, he ain't got none. He got less.
I got less than none. But that goes back to what we're talking about. How do you sit back now if you're a small business and your Black Friday don't bring you no green books?
It was blue. The Black Friday was blue.
Your Black Friday left your business black and blue. You like, I was trying to hit and I missed. So now you got to turn around and be like, dang. Okay. This wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And if I don't have the quote unquote capital or the expertise to plot out a whole year in advance,
right?
How do I at least rebound for Q1 or 2.6?
Right.
So now you got to figure that part out. I mean, you just got to at least figure out for Q1.
Yeah.
Like you ain't even got the means to go on. Plan out for 2026 all the way through.
Right, right.
You're now looking at...
How do I make sure I start back up?
How do I hit it running January 1 and finish through March 31 on the uptick?
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you, it hurts feelings if Q4 sucked and quarter one of the next year was suckier.
Yep, that's gonna take the morale down.
Or you out of business.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I was trying to be polite. I said take the morale down. I've been working on being polite lately.
Yeah, you being polite, but
I've been working on
it. One thing about this podcast, we keep it real.
Mm.
Polite.
I'm real polite.
At times.
See? I do too much.
See, just think about that in business. We've talked about keeping your emotions out of business.
Yeah.
We've talked about access to capital, I don't know how many thousands upon thousands of times. But then you also think about it. If you have a bad fourth quarter and your first quarter next year sucks, how would that make you feel as a business owner? You like.
Make me feel some type of way.
Yeah, you done took a few hooks in a body shot.
Mm-hmm.
And now you up here. Now you got to start making real hard decisions.
Real hard decisions. And decisions we've talked about in the past.
Yes.
But you might be making yours for other reasons now. Because it was something you should have addressed a while back. Before it maybe even got to that point.
Sometimes you may have had three quarters that sucked.
Yeah.
And you was like, shit, quarter number four gonna be better. Quarter number four didn't do nothing. And then you kind of rolled it over. You said, well, I'm still good for right now.
Yeah.
You see what happened next year.
Yeah.
I mean, you roll in the quarter one next year, quarter two of the next year, and you like six. Certain companies will look at how many down quarters do you have before you actually decide to make a
Oh, yeah.
drastic
Yeah.
change.
Yeah.
Like right now, Target is having those type of discussions.
They have some
They've
difficult,
had,
some uncomfortable conversations.
oh yeah, talk about that too. Their uncomfortable conversations had led to layoffs,
Yeah.
downward trends in business.
Yeah.
Also, one of their business decisions they made sent them on this path.
Yes. A good one.
So you got to understand, even other conglomerates, Amazon here in Little Rock, they had to make a decision. They had a building that wasn't structurally sound. They laid off, what, 3,500
Too
people?
many. One is too many, okay? I'd be wanting people to have their job.
Yeah. Even though they gave them like 3 months to find something, but this economy is rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
You just can't go and find another job.
I mean, I've not been that fortunate, you know.
Not in 3 months. Not another
That's, I
job
mean,
that was paying you what you was making.
it took 3 months for you to start getting your resume through the
It might take you 3 months to get unemployment.
bots. We don't want all off on a tangent, Mike.
No, but I'm saying, but what happened? They made a decision
Yeah, they did.
that left their business in certain aspects blue, black and
Yeah.
blue. Those people now are affected. Guess what happens? When you unemploy people, what happens to the economy?
Means things go down in a lot of ways.
So now they don't have that what? Disposable
They
income.
don't. They
Now
got
these
no
people,
income.
yeah. So think about it. 3,500 people that if they were projecting to spend a certain amount of money, that has now been changed drastically. What does that do? That means that some business that was relying on them for Q4, they ain't getting that money. So now that affects their Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q4, possibly the next year, because we're not projecting a whole year on a maybe
A
90 day,
slice of the pie.
a slice of the pie. Because they slice the pie got cooked.
Yep.
You see the trickle down effect?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. We're sitting up here just telling y'all, it does Black Friday leave your business with a black guy? Because you might have been like, isn't it? You over here shucking and jiving.
So, yeah.
You got hit like Glass Joe. You ain't know what was going on. You over here, woo, 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 you just falling all off the screen.
So animated.
Hey, we be animated when that shit don't look right, don't it? When you,
Flipping them butter pods.
hey, when you having a business discussion with them folks and your projections don't look like what they wanted to project to. Yeah, just you. That's right. You like, fuck yeah. Fuck your thing.
That's what I
They
said.
just said, the nimbus is the nimbus. Now, what the nimbus said? The nimbus said we trending
I
wrong.
shows them nimbles.
But they say nimbles don't lie. We talked about that too. But then sometimes they do lie if you got them good bots.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
I want to talk.
but we appreciate y'all, Miss Parker. Give these people some cardinal words to help them feel better if they black owned black business or small business. It's black and blue right now.
Honestly, because of the world that I'm in, I would say numbers do not lie, right? But people do.
Catch y'all next time. Shout out, Wayne.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.